Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Gerama AG conference call regarding results Q1 2018. At this time, all participants have been placed on listen-only mode. The floor will be open for questions following the presentation. Let me now turn the floor over to your host, Mr. Ralf Hoppe.
Yeah, good day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to our Q1 conference call. Today, our CFO, Gérard Cordonnier, will present to you the main highlights of the first three months of this year. After that, as usual, you can ask questions, of course. Mr. Cordonnier, s'il vous plaît.
Merci. Ladies and gentlemen, hello from my side too. I will start with a short summary of the first three months of 2018. Gerama had a solid start into the new business year with expected challenges in the automotive business and dynamic market environment in the commercial vehicle segment. Overall, I am happy to say that Gerama performed as expected and planned in the Q1 2018. Group revenue matched high level of previous year despite negative FX impacts. Ongoing solid performance of the operational EBIT with a margin of 4.5% in the first quarter of 2018, which is in line with the full year of 2017. As expected, we saw a slight drop in business volume for the automotive division, but it was compensated by the very strong development of the commercial vehicle revenue in the first quarter of 2018. I will come back on these details. We will be able to offset the current cost burden in the course of the year and achieve a further improvement in operating profitability compared to last year. We are confirming our 2018 guidance. Very important, as already communicated in March, the situation of the order intake in the automotive division has not significantly changed in the last months. Since the general assembly last year and the increase of the Ningbo Jifeng holding in Gerama to 25% shares, the situation regarding new orders has calmed down but is still not finally solved. We are trying to convince all of our customers, and we are continuing to focus on expanding our business with new and existing customers in all regions. That was the summary. Now let's start for the group and first in the market development in the first quarter. We see, and that's on page two, and you see the passenger car. First, we have new registration in Germany of +5% in SUV, sport car, and in the upper class. Model is driving growth. In Western Europe, we have a solid growth of +5%. In North America, we have a small growth, a slight growth of +1%. China is further with a high growth of 4% based on strong SUV sales. On the truck side, in the first quarter, we have in Germany -4% and in the U.K. -11%. We have strong growth in Netherlands, France, and Italy. In the U.S., with ongoing dynamic growth momentum, we have +17%, mainly driven by strong heavy-duty Class 8 segment. What's very good is that we see the recovery in Brazil is continuing and the first quarter +53%, but still on a low level. China, with double-digit growth, 11% in the first three months, boosted by heavy-duty trucks. However, full year 2018 is expected to decline versus a very high level year 2017. In all other commercial vehicle market, we see that like agriculture machinery, construction machinery, and material handling are continuing with strong growth rate as in the previous quarters. Now, what does this mean for Gerama? First, for Gerama Group, we have, I would say, a solid start in the first quarter. You see that our sales, 458 million last year for the first quarter, we are by 454. That means a small decline of 0.8%, but if we would adjust the FX for the sales, we would be at plus 2%. Yes. And if we look now on the EBIT and operational EBIT, perhaps first on the EBIT margin, you see that we are by 20.4, that means 4.5%. And for the operational EBIT, we are also by 4.5%. That means we have nothing neutralized between EBIT and operational EBIT. And we are by 20.5. If we look now further our net profit, our net profit is from 14 of 12.2. That means in connection with the FX impact, we can say that our financial results in net profit are on a very good level. And also you see that our basic earnings per share are going from 1.24 to 1, and that's mainly due to the corresponding to the decrease from 1 euro in Q1 2018 to 1 euro in 2010, including an additional impact due to the dilution effect from the mandatory convertible bonds that happened in second quarter 2017, and what have no impact in the first quarter 2017. Therefore, we see this difference. If we look on our equity ratio, we see that we are going from 351 to 325. That means that we are still at 30% equity. And that in spite of the fact that we have for the first time have all the impact of the application of the IFRS 15 regulation. Therefore, the value is going from 251 to 325. Our net financial debt and gearing, you see that our net financial debt is increasing to 128.6 due to the financing of the global business activity and resulting from a lower free cash flow in the first quarter. And our gearing is at 39%, which remains a very solid level. On the next page, that means page 6, you see our investments, our CapEx. We invest 10 million, that means we decrease by 1 million. It means a CapEx ratio of 2.2%. And the repartition in the different division, we have 27% in commercial, 84% in automotive, and 25% in the central service. In the central service, it's mainly due to the fact that we have started the new construction of our new technology center and group headquarters in Uerzenzollern, and we have included in the first quarter 2 million. But 2.2% CAPEX to sales ratio is slightly lower than previous year, but it means not that we will mainly decrease our investment like foreseen. The next point is the headcount evolution, or the number of our employees is increasing against prior year March to March, from 836 employees. This increase was starting also in the second half of 2017 in order to staff our plant for the upcoming product launches. We have a lot of new launches and we have to staff our plants. The ratio of our best cost and high cost country is stable. We are by 71% against 70% in best cost country. That means that we have still keeping our good level. Now let's have a look in automotive. First of all, what we see was for us expected. It's nothing special. That means the automotive division posted a decline in revenue in the first 3 months of 2018 as a result of numerous theory changeover and the corresponding timing difference of phase down and subsequent ramp ups. You know that this timing effect is the main reason for the reported decline in the NAFTA region. This revenue decline from 335 to 313, that means EBIT FX adjusted minus 5%, this revenue decline is not linked to order intake in relation with our shareholder situation. That's only due to a shift in the different production series, what was foreseen. We expect that in the course of the year, this timing effect between of the model changes will ease out and the automotive division will be able to post a modest organic growth as projected for the full year 2018. If we are looking on the EBIT side, you see that we have an EBIT margin of 3.1% and operation EBIT margin of 3% or 9.5 million. That means that the operating EBIT in the automotive division came to 9.5 euro in the first quarter, falling short on the strong previous year. And the operating EBIT margin stood at 3%, like I say, which is part of the full year 2017 profitability. Lower volume compared, resulting in lower labor productivity and lower process efficiency, and uncovered development and project costs impacted operating performance of the automotive division in this first quarter. And in connection with this, action plans are placed to make up Q1 shortfall and to boost productivity and efficiency in the automotive division during the course of the year, but there we don't see any issue. I am very happy to show you the development of our commercial vehicle. We have very strong performance. We have first in revenue an increase from 134 million to 153 million. That means an increase of 15% and FX adjusted an increase of 20%. That means also there we have the positive development was driven by rising sales volume in the agriculture machinery, construction, material handling and truck market as well as the beginning of recovery in Brazil. If we look on the EBIT side, you see also there a very positive trend. Our EBIT margin for 9.9% and operating EBIT margin from 10.2% against 9.3% last year. And also we are going from 12.4% to 15.7%. I think we are very, very proud to this from this result, but it's not the end of the story. And, I would say that driven by higher volume, operating EBIT improved by more than 25% to the 15.7 million euro and the operating EBIT increased strongly. So now what are for us, against for the Gramma Group, at the page 10, what are the market outlook for 2018? That means for the next three quarters. We have, first of all, the worldwide car production, and what we see there is we see that in Europe we have a further growth of 2%, US plus 2%, Brazil plus 14%, China plus 1%, that means in the total of the world plus 2%. In the truck production, we see that Europe plus 2, plus 9 in the US, plus 13 in Brazil, but on a lower level, minus 15 in China, and in total we have a minus 3%, but coming from a very high prior year. Agriculture and machinery, you know that we have our different sources, and what we see in general is that for us what is very interesting is that we see a positive trend for Brazil. We see also in the US further growth and in China stabilization. In the construction area, we have the same tendency. Yeah, that means the year will go its way. Now, what is our outlook 2018? I am very happy to say that we confirm what we have said after the first quarter. That means further increases in sales and profitability are expected. That means, to remember you, our outlook is that for Gramma sales revenue last year, 1.79 billion. Our outlook is 1.85 billion. In operating EBIT margin, 4.5 last year, we will be around 5% for this year, and our ROCE was last year 11.5, and we will be higher end of the year. So, okay, this didn't include any special cost in connection with our shareholder structure. That means I have a very short summary. First quarter was as expected, and we are starting the year in the right way to achieve what we have foreseen in our outlook. Thank you very much for your attention, and now your question, please.
Okay, thank you very much, Mr. Cotoni, and now I would like to ask the host to open the lines, please.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press 9 followed by the star key on your telephone keypad. If you wish to cancel your question, please press 9 followed by the star key again. Please press 9 star to state your question. And then we have a question from Mr. Ton. Your line is open.
Yes, good afternoon, everyone. Just a couple of questions from my side. First, it would be on the Brazilian market. We see this strong recovery there, as you mentioned, clearly from a very low level. Perhaps you could give us some details in qualitative terms, which that means for perhaps your business in terms of earnings in this specific market. I think it was one of the most profitable markets probably in the past, and where we stand right now, and what might be the potential if the recovery may be maintained. That would be my first question. The second question would be on material costs. We have heard it from, let's say, a couple of suppliers that this had been some kind of an issue in the first quarter. Some are expecting it to remain an issue in the course of the year. Some fear that tariffs on pre-materials may even add to the cost increases from that side. Perhaps some remarks from your side on the development there that would also be helpful. And thirdly, and lastly, my question would be on the mix in the commercial vehicle segment, which was very strong in the first quarter, with the margin operationally being double-digit. What is your expectation for the business mix in the remaining three quarters? Should we expect profitability to remain broadly on that level, or is there anything which should make us even more optimistic or perhaps a bit more pessimistic with regard to the remaining three quarters? Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much for your questions. First, Brazil. It's clear that Brazil, it was very important in the past for us. We saw some sign end of last year that Brazil was coming back. It's a confirmation in the first quarter, but it's too early. You remember last year I said that we have break-even. That means, and we are building up on this break-even organization with an increase of volume. That means I would say it's the optimal situation to be right structured. But I think after 3 months, it's too early to say in which direction we will go. But it's clear that we are going up in sales and also in profitability. But we will come back, I would say, when we have the confirmation after the second or the third quarter. Concerning the material cost. I think for concerning the material, it's clear that we have also, in general, some handicap this year due to the fact that we start the year, especially in steel and in plastic, on a high level. That means if you remember last year, we have an increase in these two areas instead of a decrease, and we could not reinvoice everything to the customer. That means we start with a higher level than 100, and we have to decrease under 100 because we are further giving price decrease. That means that it's clear that they have an impact in the first quarter, and it will have an impact in the first half year. but it's something that we have also, that we know, and we have put special program and special activity in our purchasing department first, but also in connection with the engineering and optimization of our material cost in our product.
Okay, so now I would like to answer the question regarding commercial vehicle development in the next couple of quarters. Yes, you're right, the Q1 development, both in terms of revenue but also in terms of profitability, was very, very promising. Positive mix effect, our profitable segments developed nicely in the first quarter. We don't see a significant change.
Yeah, we have. We have also the impact starting, what we have announced last year, that so for example Shanxi in China, or that we start in March, and now the volume is increasing. We have on the Caterpillar, the contract we start end of last year, it's increasing. That means we have a lot of contract in place to improve our mix and bringing us this profitability.
So for the second quarter, we don't see significant change. So we also see a solid development also in our order situation, the commercial vehicle side. Third quarter, you know, there's seasonality, so the March in the third quarter, because of the shutdowns in summer, will be lower compared to Q1 and Q2. Also remember that the recovery, both agriculture, also Brazil, already started in the summer or late summer 2017, so the base effect quarter versus quarter or prior year quarter won't be that significant as in the first quarter. But overall, we are still very promising, very optimistic for the total development for commercial vehicles. So we definitely expect a higher profitability margin full year 2018 compared to full year 2017.
But when having talked about, let's say, the sequential dynamics, also the question would be on the automotive business. I think some issues from the ramp-ups would weigh on Q1, a bit from development revenues from development contracts. Is that already improving in the second quarter as well, or is it more geared towards the year end from your perspective?
It's starting to recover. The situation is starting to develop positively, starting to recover already in the second quarter. But the entire, let's say, the entire Q1 shortfall will be compensated throughout the entire year. But we already see a better situation in terms of the timing differences, face down versus ramp ups, already in the second quarter.
Thank you very much.
And then we have a question from Mr. Lemonnier. Your line is open.
Yeah, good afternoon, gentlemen. Three questions. Your guidance is for 5% EBIT margin, and you already achieved 4.5 Q1. Given the contribution from commercial vehicle, I was wondering if you can give more details on the pipe and business dynamic Q2, Q3, because if we stay at the same level in terms of business mix, I'm just wondering if it could be an upgrade in your EBIT margin. That's the first question. Second one is, what is the currency behind your sales and EBIT margin target? Because since a few weeks, we have seen like a lower level of US dollar compared to euro. So just wondering, how is the situation compared to when you state your guidance? And lastly, can you update on your possible acquisition? Thank you.
Okay, I'll start with the foreign exchange exposure. So basically, our guidance, both in terms of revenue and also on EBIT, of course, is based more or less on current foreign exchange valuation, meaning the foreign exchange ratios we've seen in the first quarter to remain reasonably stable throughout the entire year. So no dramatic changes of the current foreign exchange valuation. So we are pretty safe in terms of our guidance here. In terms of the margin development, please remember that we also have to recover and compensate the shortfall in the first quarter.
Yeah, and just for to this subject, it's a big advantage for Gramma to have these two pillars. That means the pillar automotive and the pillar commercial vehicle. And you see that in the next quarter, we will have the automotive will increase, due to what we explained, the timing delay and all these things. And on the other hand, in the third quarter, we will have some seasonal effect in the commercial vehicle. That means in total we have to compensate. And therefore, we cannot increase our 5% guidance, but we are convinced and we confirm it that we will achieve it.
My question is, as Q1 auto business has been weaker than the rest of the year, so it should be like operating leverage, and if commercial vehicles stay strong with a good margin, there should be like a positive margin mix effect, I guess, compared to last year. That's why I'm asking about the probability maybe to upgrade your EBIT guidance.
Okay. No. For the time being, definitely not. It's too early to say that. We still have three quarters to go. So please let us first, let's say, compensate the shortfall in the automotive business second quarter and hopefully continue the promising development in the commercial vehicle business. Our main goal is to achieve our guidance given as it stays for today. So this is what I can say.
With concerning our acquisition, M&A activity, I know, Mr. Lemonnier, you will be not happy with my answer, but I can assure you that we are working like hell to make it concrete. And something will come. I don't say more.
Okay. Thank you.
And then we have a question from Mr. Clues. Your line is open.
Yeah, good afternoon. So just a short question. Could you give us some more information about your order intake development? Thank you.
Thanks for the question. We can give you a couple of more details, sure. As you know, as Mr. Cordoni also explained, the situation has calmed down since the last AGM and since the subsequent increase of the stake of Ningbo Chifeng in Grammar. However, the entire situation is still volatile. Not every customer is fully convinced. However, in the first quarter, we have seen a higher order intake number compared to the first quarter of 2017. But this is also no surprise because, as you know, shortly before the AGM last year, all of our customers were very conservative, very reluctant to give us new orders. So as the situation has improved, not 100% solved, but improved, so we see also here higher total number of new orders as we basically planned for the first quarter.
To be concrete, Q1, first quarter last year was 250 million, and first quarter this year is 350. That's as foreseen.
Thank you.
Then there are no further questions at the moment. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any further questions, please press 9, followed by the star key. And then Mr. Rodeneiche has a question.
Yes, hello, gentlemen. One question regarding your cash flow development. So you had a very strong increase in the first quarter. You mentioned this has to do also with some increasing work in progress and the new projects. What are you expecting for the upcoming quarters? Do you expect to see here normalization? And what is then your view for the free cash flow for the entire year?
Okay, so thanks for your question. Yes, Q1 cash flow, especially free cash flow, was weaker compared to the other quarters as usual. The situation will be improving in the next couple of quarters. As we already said in our analyst meeting in March, including the additional investment for our new headquarters and technology center, we do not expect a very positive free cash flow for the entire year. So a flattish free cash flow after 12 months, including all investments, the additional 20 million investments for the technology center, this is basically the our target.
Okay. Thank you.
And Mr. Lemonnier has a last question.
Yeah, sorry to add on the acquisition. Can you just share a bit what are the main topic of discussion regarding the acquisition? and based on today's development, what could be the probability to achieve it in the coming weeks or months?
We can always say what our main criteria for our M&A strategy is, and this is also valid for this one. Basically, it's enhancement of our regional footprint, enhancement of technology, and enhancement also of profitability. These are the main criteria, the main three factors, and this is valid for all of our M&A activities. That's all we can say, unfortunately, for the time being.
Right, because the question was like, is it a valuation topic? Are you in exclusive discussion, or are there any other topic?
Please understand that we are working very hard on fulfilling our M&A strategy, but this is all we can say so far. Sorry.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any last question, please press 9 for the star key. Then we have no further questions.
Okay, thank you very much for your participation. Thanks for your questions. Have a good day and goodbye from Amberg.
Bye-bye.